Hello everyone, this is TK from Random and Cliche, and it's 5:39 PM on a Saturday evening and the weather is beautiful. Like, I'm sitting in my balcony right now and it's raining. If I could, I would attach a video in this podcast and show you how amazing the view is from where I sit. Like, I'm on the 10th floor, so you can imagine. And there are these little raindrops on my balcony grill, and it looks beautiful. It's like phenomenal. And the weather is so pleasant today. But the topic I'm about to talk on today is not so pleasant. Like, I was second guessing whether or not I want to talk on this topic for like 3 days, but someone very important just complimented my work today and told me that it's a very nice thing that I'm doing and I should continue it. So I was like, damn it, you're doing it. I am doing it. So I'm gonna let you take a moment to think, to let the topic sink into your souls. I'm gonna be talking about death. Go ahead, take a moment. Yes, we are going to talk about death today. Oh my God, she's a 17-year-old and she is not supposed to be talking about such things. What is she, suicidal? Go ahead, judge me, whatever. I'm talking about it nevertheless. P.S. I'm not suicidal. In fact, I'm a very life-positive person. So, no, I'm not suicidal. And even if I die, you're not gonna be coming to blame that you should have recorded. Damn, Fumblebee. You should have reported the podcast to your nearest police station if you know that this girl was suicidal, even if you don't know me. So trust me, no one's taking you to the jail, honey. So keep listening anyway. Okay. Now that you have finally accepted the fact that we're gonna be talking about death today. That just got cut off, and since I don't edit my podcast, I had to repeat. Okay. By the way, if my voice might sound a little weird today, that's because I'm really, really sick and I have this terrible ache in my stomach and my throat is just not really well because of, you know, the seasonal change. And that's not what we're supposed to talk. That's not what we're supposed to talk about. I think I should breathe before, you know, I should breathe in between sentences. I would fumble a little less. Okay, again. Anyway, okay. So, I live in India, in case you didn't already know that. And three people in my society committed suicide 3 days back. So, it was basically a man of around, 30, 40. His mother and his 7-year-old daughter. They went to the railway tracks, which are like very near, like very close to our house, like our society, I mean. And they committed suicide, like all three of them. They lied down on the railway track and we came to know about it like one and a half hour later. And ever since then, I really, really wanted to talk about this topic, but I was just too confused that whether or not I should be talking about it, but I couldn't keep it with myself anymore. What the main point here is, they committed suicide around 7:30 in the evening, and you won't believe it, but around 6:15, I saw the little 7-year-old roaming around in the society with a stuffed toy, with a Doraemon stuffed toy in her hand. Doraemon, by the way, is a Japanese anime cartoon. Not the point here, but I saw her roaming around with a stuffed toy, and at that time, I had no idea that I'm not gonna be able to see her anymore. Even though I didn't know any of those three people personally, it just really bothers me. Which brings me to my main point here, that you never know what someone you see, someone you meet, someone you talk to, or someone you just pass by is going through. You know, they could be breaking and you wouldn't have an idea of what it is like inside their mind. Maybe, just maybe, if you know, someone would have spoken to the girl that day. She was roaming around alone. Maybe just if someone from her age group or someone from the society or maybe even myself, if someone would have just, you know, taken out the time to talk to the girl, maybe things could have been different today. Maybe she would have, from what I've come to know, it was basically because the three of them were in a debt. Like, the guy, the main man, was in a debt and he couldn't repay the debt, and his wife divorced him like a year back. His father was out of the town. His father was out of town for some business, and the three of them just did this, and it's just scary that maybe it's not like no one knew them. A lot of people knew them, but you know, it's just scary that how and what someone could have. I don't even have proper sentences to say right now, to be honest. But it just, you know, sends a shiver down my spine thinking about the people I know. I just think that what if the people I know, the people around me, someone from my family, my friends, my relatives, people I talk to and haven't met, internet friends basically, they could be going through some really tough times too, and it's such a pity if, you know, no one would just realize it, and they realize it when it's too late. That just really scares me. So I thought I'm gonna be sharing with you guys something I have decided to do with my life. I'm creating some changes in my life, and I thought I'd share them with you, and maybe you can adapt them. Number one, I'm not gonna let small things affect me anymore, like referring to podcast number two and podcast number just two, that's the only podcast I was whining in. I'm not gonna let things like that affect me anymore, okay? Even if I don't get someone I have a crush on, that's not as big as what other people are going through. I mean, people are going through things that make them kill themselves. People are going through things that make them end the entire life, all of it, leave behind all the people they knew. And that is big. So I've decided I'm not gonna let small things affect me anymore. Yes, I deserve to feel the pain. I deserve to take a break. I deserve to cry and whatnot. I deserve to feel sad, but I'm gonna try and not, you know, think about it on repeat, because there are things that deserve more attention. And trust me, girl, if you're a girl, boyfriend issues are not one of them. And if you're a boy, girlfriend issues are not one of them. There are things much bigger. Number two. So that was the first change. Number two, no matter what happens, I'm never gonna quit. Like, even if it's sad, I think it was a very, 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 the right word is, cowardly thing to do. To end your life, that's a very stupid and a very cowardly thing to do. So, number two, no matter how tough my life gets, I'm not gonna give up this way, because this is for losers. This is for weak people to end their life. It's for stupid, weak and coward people. Even if this offends the hell out of some of you, I don't care. This is stupid. Ending your life is stupid, no matter how tough the circumstances are. I'm sorry, and I'm not a 13 Reasons Why fan, and I don't think I definitely believe Hannah deserved better if you have seen the show, but I don't think that her approach to it was right. Ending a life is no solution, and ending your life is no solution for anyone, trust me, because that's not gonna solve problems. That's just gonna be the end of you. And there are people who'd do anything for one extra hour in life to spend it with their family and their loved ones. There are patients dying in hospitals every day who wanted to spend that one extra hour with their family and they didn't get to do that. So if you're willingly going and giving up your life, that's just a disgrace to those people who are fighting for life. So no, ending your life is no solution. So number two is, no matter how tough my life gets, I'm never giving up on it. Even if I do feel like, oh, it'd be so much easier if I just take the knife and stab it in my stomach. I am a teenager, and trust me, I've had those thoughts. And I don't think that there's any adult or a teenager who's never had that thought. But trust me, honey, no matter what it is, it's not worth giving your life up. So no, number two, never quitting. And number three, I'm just gonna do one thing every day that brings a smile on someone's face. This is very cliche, and I've named my channel Random and Cliche for a reason. So even if this sounds like a cliche, typical flowery, novel-y, protagonist kind of thing to you, I don't care. But I'm gonna be doing one thing every day that brings a smile on someone else's face, even if that's just watering the plants, filling up the water bottles without my mom having to yell at me or whatever. Just one thing. Compliment a random stranger about how good their hat looks. Whatever it is. Help someone cross the road. Help someone with too much luggage in their hand. Carry it to their house. Whatever it is. Just one thing every day that makes someone's bad days or regular days or even happy days a little better. I don't think that it's that hard to be kind to people around you. Most of the times, humans are just being assholes, to be honest. And I never really swear, so if I swear, that has got to, you know, really affect me. If you heard me cussing, the thing has really affected me. So yes, humans in general are assholes, and most of the time we're just being rude to other people for no reason. So I'm just gonna try and keep my calm with people, and I'm just gonna be a little better with everyone around me, because most of the times we're just too busy looking for happiness instead of creating it. So if my mom yells at me for no reason, and if she screams at me, basically, yeah, that's the same thing, I'm sorry. So yeah, if my mom yells at me for no reason, maybe, just maybe, I'm gonna try and think about, maybe she's having a bad day, maybe she's had a lot of work to do. I'm gonna try and keep my calm so that I don't yell back at her, because she's been through more hell than I can think of. So she deserves a break. And not just your mom, but everyone, if someone's being rude to you unnecessarily, go ahead and shoot them. Like, don't literally shoot them and then go to the police and say, oh, this podcast told me to do so, because I'm not going to jail for you either. If you don't go to the jail for me, I'm not going to the jail for you either. That was my attempt at being funny, by the way, whatever. So yeah, if someone's being rude to you for no reason, it's okay, I get it. You can go ahead and be rude to them too if you can't control it, because I'm not gonna preach something I can't follow myself. If someone's being rude to me for no reason, I'm gonna go ahead and be even ruder to the person. But before you act that way, just think of the kind of they might have had to be such a jerk for no reason. Like, I get it, it's in some people's personality, but just try and get to the root of it. And if they're being rude once, they yell at you, just try and ignore it, because life is too short to be plotting revenges and getting your BP all high on such stupid things, to be honest. So as I said, I'll be saying this in every podcast from now on. If you could, try and decipher some meaning from this, and I hope that you learn something from this. So the three changes I'm creating in my life are: not letting stupid and small things affect me anymore. Number two, I'm never giving up on my life, no matter how tough it gets. And number three, I'm trying to be calm and better with the people around me. And I'm going to do one thing every day that makes someone's bad day a little better. This was TK from Landaman Cliche, and I hope that whatever it is that makes you sad goes away, and you never ever feel like you need to walk the path of death. Death. Anything but death. So, yeah. Take care. Bye.